This is St. Louis on the Air from St. Louis Public Radio. I'm Elaine Cha. Athletes throughout the world are gearing up for the Winter Olympics, which will take place in Italy in February. In many sports, including figure skating, it's not yet known who will make the national teams. That's true for U.S. figure skating, and next month in St. Louis, that Olympic team will be named. But before then, the U.S. Figure Skating Championships will take place January 5th through 11th at Centene Community Ice Center and Enterprise Center. Among those who will be competing at those championships and skating for a spot on the U.S. Olympic team is Brady Tennell. She's a two-time U.S. champion and an Olympic team event bronze medalist from the 2018 Games in South Korea. Brady Tennell, welcome to St. Louis on the Air.
Thank you.
And welcome to St. Louis.
Thank you.
When was the last time you were here?
I was here 20 years ago, coincidentally, to watch the national championships.
I hope those were good memories then.
They are good memories, yes.
Yeah. Well, Brady, you skated very well just a few weeks ago, and that was at a competition in Finland, and you finished in fourth place. Yes. How did that skate feel to you?
That skate felt amazing for me. It's been a kind of a long time coming. I feel like every time I go out to compete this year and last year, I'm kind of making progress in different ways. And it was a very freeing skate for me because I fought for every element and I didn't make any mistakes. Mm-hmm. So I skated what we call a clean program, and it was I finished my program and I sat on the ice for just a second to look into the crowd and absorb the moment. And, you know, sitting there, it just reminded me that this feeling is like what it's all about and how I'm just so lucky to still be able to experience things like this.
Mm-hmm. If people were to look at your career overall and what you have accomplished, you know, they would see the accolades. We mentioned them in the introduction. And they would also see resiliency. You know, you've dealt with a number of injuries and setbacks over the last few years. What has your approach been to coming back?
Honestly, I've kind of morphed through a couple different things. It's been very much just trying. I feel like when I first came back, I was almost trying to get back to where I was before. And then I realized that that wasn't a healthy mindset and that I wasn't the same person and I never was going to be the same person. And I started thinking about it in a different way. So I'm the same athlete doing the same sport, but I've had two different careers. You know, it's like the before injury and after injury. And so now, after my most recent ankle injury, it's been more about just doing this for myself and finding my joy in the sport again after everything I've been through. Because somewhere along the way, it disappeared. Mm. And I wasn't enjoying it quite as much anymore. And I took a step back and I realized that none of this is worth doing if it doesn't make me happy. And so I reevaluated some things and I changed a couple things. And I really feel like this season, and the latter half of last season as well, I have found my happiness and my joy in skating again.
Mm-hmm. Did you ever think it was time to hang up the skates completely from international competition in particular?
There were definitely moments, yeah. Especially after my big injury that caused me to miss the games in 2022. I really wasn't sure if I was going to be able to come back to the sport physically. So just kind of working my way back and you know, learning kind of almost not like relearning how to skate, but seeing what I was capable of again, you know. I wasn't sure if I wanted to at first, and then when I was able to get back on the ice, I realized that yes, I did want to, you know, but it was all kind of a waiting game to see if I would be able to get back to the elite level. Mm-hmm. So there were definitely moments of doubt and definitely moments where I thought maybe this is it.
Was there a particular instance or a moment, and this could have been even while you were practicing, where you felt like you got to that place that you were searching for, to that, you know, second sort of version of Brady Tennell skating? What was that? Where did it happen?
I don't think I can pinpoint an exact moment. It was more gradual. It was more like taking things one step at a time, and appreciating the small things. You know, we're as elite athletes and sportsmen, we're always so focused on like the next big thing, the next big goal, the next achievement. You know, and when I was really injured, I was forced to take things very slow and really like celebrate the smallest of wins. So it gave me a new perspective, and I think it going through that process was one of the ways that allowed me to, number one, appreciate my body and my skill level more, and number two, just, you know, kind of look at myself in a new light and be like, just because you don't get a medal for, you know, doing a clean program in practice or you know, learning a new type of choreography or something, you know, doesn't mean that those things aren't worth doing and worth being proud of. And allowing myself to appreciate some of those things was crucial in me being able to find joy in, you know, the entire process again. Mm-hmm. Because it was very hard and very frustrating.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
And that includes, I had read that just feeling the wind, mm-hmm, on your face is, and I know what that feels like, but yeah, at your level, I'm sure it's, yes, something completely different.
Yeah. Yeah. I always laugh because I don't wear waterproof mascara on a day-to-day basis. And when I go to the rink, especially on like cold winter mornings, and mm-hmm, I feel the wind in my face, my eyes always water.
Yeah.
But when I was off the ice and I wasn't able to skate, I wasn't able to walk without pain, I missed that feeling of my eyes watering because the wind was so cold, and I missed getting off the ice and being like, oh my God, I look like a raccoon.
Yeah.
You know, I was nostalgic for that feeling. So being able to like come back and the first time that I you know, that happened again, I was like, oh, this is what I wished for. Like, you need to, like, it gets old after a while, but there's still that appreciation, mm-hmm, for things like that.
Brady, let's talk about the skating itself. Mm-hmm. The program that you'll be performing next month at the U.S. Figure Skating Championships at Enterprise Center. Talk with us about the program.
Mm-hmm. Yes, yeah, so we have two programs. We have the short program and the free skate. And my short program this year is set to Lana Del Rey's Young and Beautiful from The Great Gatsby. And I've wanted to skate to this piece of music for a long time. I felt like I needed to wait until I was a little bit older to really give it the emotional performance that it deserved. Because if you listen to the lyrics, it really is an emotional piece. And I love The Great Gatsby. And for me, when I watch the movie, it's a love story, right? And I love a good love story. But there was something about the song and the way that Lana sings it, and it always really resonated with me. And I feel like it's one of those pieces of music that I just, when I hear it and when I'm skating my program, I can just wholly give myself over to the music. Mm-hmm. And my hope is that when the audience is watching it, they can feel the emotion in my skating, and they're really just kind of transported by the performance. I'm excited about it.
Yeah. Tell us about the other event.
The free skate, yes. So my free skate this year is very personal to me, it for a couple of reasons. It's set to selections of music from The Mission, the movie from the 80s. And I had skated to this music probably about 10 years ago, but it was before I was introduced to my current head coach and choreographer, Benoit Richaud. And I always knew that I wanted to come back to it because I love the music. I think the music is so beautiful. So I always wanted to do it again with him and his interpretation and style and everything. So that was one of the reasons I chose it this year. But the main reason I chose it is because the movie is it's not exactly a happy movie. It's pretty dark and kind of a little bit gory, honestly. But the undercurrent themes of, you know, emotional, the emotional toll, the sacrifices, the struggle, the hardship, those kinds of themes, because of the events of the last few years, those were things that I really related to. When I was thinking about music for this year, it started out as like, okay, this is the story of my mission, you know, to make it on the Olympic team. But as we choreographed the program and got a little bit, you know, I started training it, I realized that it wasn't even so much about my mission to make it back on the team, because that's not why I came back to skating. The program is my story. And like my journey to find my happiness and my joy on the ice again. Mm-hmm. So it's a very special program for me, and I'm so happy and so excited to share it with everybody.
And you'll be sharing it with a group and a crowd of people who not only enjoy figure skating, but those competitors. Like, there's so much talent, yes, in U.S. figure skating right, mm-hmm, now. And, you know, it can be hard for casual fans or fans who mostly are paying attention during the Olympics to keep, right, track. What can you tell us about the women's field, mm-hmm, for skating?
Yeah, the women's field for skating is incredible right now. You know, in America, we have the current world champion. We have one of the only women that's currently able to do a triple axel. Mm-hmm. And, you know, I think the women's field right now in the U.S. is the strongest it's been in a very long time. And it's a very exciting year for all of these amazing athletes to be competing together. So the audience is definitely in for a show.
Yeah. On the men's side, too, Ilya Malinin is the reigning two-time world champion,
yes,
and current U.S. national champion. Mm-hmm. Tell us about him.
He is incredible. There's nothing more to say. Like, he's amazing. He's the only person in the world that has successfully landed a quad axel in competition. His program is filled with other jumps of the utmost difficulty. I believe he just did a 7 quad program at the Grand Prix final. He's broken so many world records. I don't even know how many. And I've seen him skate before in person many times, and it's just incredible. You definitely don't want to miss his performance.
Mm-hmm. Ice dance is always a big favorite. Mm-hmm. Madison Chalk and Evan Bates have been the ones to watch for some time now.
Yes.
They're three-time world champions and defending Olympic gold medalists. Is this still the ice dance team to watch?
Yeah, I mean, they're amazing. They just move so well together. And ice dance is, personally, it's my favorite discipline to watch because there's just something about the fluidity and the movement of two people that are so in sync on the ice. It's so mesmerizing. And ice dance for the U.S. is a very strong field. We have so many fantastic teams this year. I mean, really, every single event you really don't want to miss. Like, you should definitely be there for everything because it's all worth watching.
And it's very different in person.
It is very different in person. Mm-hmm. Yeah, you really can. The atmosphere and the whole experience is so incredible, especially in an Olympic year. The tension is so much higher. The energy in the arena, you can really feel it. It makes me smile thinking about, because I just remember 8 years ago when I was a fresh young senior, and I just remember they called my name, as they do, you know, when you first get on the ice, and like the crowd was so loud I could barely hear it. Mm. And it's loud, like when they announce your name, it's very loud, but the roar of the crowd was so incredibly loud that it basically drowned it out. And that's something that I don't think I'll ever forget, because you don't get to experience that every day.
It sounds thrilling and terrifying at the same time.
A little bit, yeah, yeah.
As you look ahead, Brady, to next month, mm-hmm. and the championships in St. Louis, and in the context of everything that you've gone through and mm-hmm. what you've described, what will the mark of success be for you?
I actually love that you asked me this question. I feel like people are always so concerned about medals and everything. And obviously, like, listen, I'm a very big competitor at heart. Like, I'm very competitive. I want to win, you know. But because of the past few years and everything that I've gone through, 4 years ago, I would have given anything in the world to compete at nationals. And I remember just that empty, like, hollow feeling of just not being able to. And it wasn't my fault, and there was nothing I could have done. Now it's 4 years later, and I think I'm the best I've ever been. And so to be able to come here and to skate and compete programs that I love so much and I'm so passionate about on an Olympic year, it's like I went through all of this hardship and everything. Like, this is my reward. Like, even just stepping on the ice is its own victory, because there was a time where that wasn't possible. And, you know, it wasn't just handed back to me. I had to work extremely hard to make it happen. And so I'm going to step on the ice next month and be just filled with so much joy and gratitude and pride for the journey that I've gone on. And, you know, it's all led to this moment. Mm-hmm. So.
And waterproof mascara.
Yes.
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 You've spent so much of your life with this sport. You first got on the ice when you were 2.
I did.
You're now 27. Mm-hmm. And, you know, for good reason, all of the accolades that we've talked about, you know, people principally know you as an ice skater. Mm-hmm. Is there something about Brady Tennell mm-hmm. off ice that you'd like people to know as they watch you compete next month, and especially fans whom you've talked about, fans who've been following you throughout your career?
Yeah. Yeah, outside of the ice, I'm kind of just like a normal person. You know, I love to read. I love to bake. I'm also a coach. I coach kids. I teach them how to skate. And that's so rewarding for me. You know, I'm also a student. I've taken this semester off and next semester as well, just to focus on skating for the season. But I'm pursuing higher education. So yeah, there's a lot of stuff that, you know, that happens outside of the rink and everything that some people don't get to see. So. Mm-hmm.
Brady Tennell is a two-time U.S. champion and Olympic team event bronze medalist from the 2018 Winter Games in South Korea. She'll be competing at the U.S. Championships next month. Brady, thank you so much for talking with us today and good luck.
Thank you so much. Thank you for having me.
The U.S. Figure Skating Championships will take place January 5th through the 11th at Centene Community Ice Center and Enterprise Center. And on January 11th, in St. Louis, U.S. Figure Skating will name the Olympic team for the upcoming Games in Italy in February. For ticket information, visit SkateSt.Louis2026.com.
Today's episode was produced by our executive producer, Alex Hoyer.
Audio engineering and podcast design by Aaron Dorr.
St. Louis on the Air is a production of St. Louis Public Radio. Understanding starts here.
Do you find yourself regularly listening to episodes of St. Louis on the Air? Suggest us to a friend you think might enjoy our conversations. And leave us a review and rating on Apple Podcasts on the App Store. It's the simplest way to help people discover our show. Thanks.
St. Louis Public Radio is a member-supported service of the University of Missouri St. Louis.
The Gateway brings you the day's news each weekday from around the St. Louis region and the state capitals in Jefferson City.
Our schools are accredited. We don't need this bill.
And Springfield.
How many more years must pass before lawmakers see time is of the essence?
I'm Abby Larico. Join me each weekday for The Gateway on the STLPR app or wherever you get podcasts.